That would be good news to me to know that somebody purchased my freedom and I've heard some good news and the Spirit of the Lord came upon somebody to get me out. Now, here's the thing that I want you to understand that is so important. The thing that's on the inside of people that doesn't want them to be free, we get upset with that because it doesn't come in the shape and form that they would want it to come in. But the Spirit of the Lord comes in and Jesus is telling them that this is his job description, that he has been anointed. The Spirit of the Lord is upon him to preach the gospel to the poor. The Spirit of the Lord is upon him to heal up the brokenhearted. The Spirit of the Lord is upon him to proclaim liberty to the captives. I'm telling you, when your spirit man understands the fact that he's come to set you free and bring you out of bondage, and I'm not just talking about bondage of addiction, and I'm not just talking about bondage that has to do with fear. I'm talking about the bondages that are in our minds about us not being able to do what God's called us to do. Any type of thinking, any type of word curses, any type of bondage that the enemy puts on us, the Lord says, I have come to break you out of that bondage so that you can be so free, you can have so much liberty that you can move about and do the things that I've called you to do on a regular basis. That's a freedom that only comes from the Spirit of God. And if you don't invite the Spirit of God in and you're just going through the motions, that you've not invited the Holy Ghost to come in and change your life, you are still walking in chains. And I remember my pastor came to me and he said, listen, I want you to go through Freedom Ministries. I said, because his name is Terry. I go, you know what, Pastor Terry, I love you, but I'm not going through Freedom Ministries simply because I've seen some bad stuff in Freedom Ministries. He goes, what are you talking about? I said, what are you talking about? He said, what are you talking about? I said, I'm talking about Nightmare on Elm Street stuff. I've seen some stuff that's really bad. And he said, I want you to go through Freedom Ministry because I believe God's got a call in your life, Chris. He goes, I know God's got a call in your life coming out of Bible school. I'm telling you what, I've been to Bible school, been all this stuff, still demons. You know what I'm saying? Demons. And so he said, I want you to go through Freedom Ministry. I said, listen, I am not going to assure you that as they're praying for me, that something may not come up and I chunk you through one of these windows here at the church. You know, I may come up with some supernatural strength and all of a sudden, I don't know what the demon name is, but I may just chunk you through one of these windows. I just want to know I'm not going to be liable for that. I just want to know that y'all not going to sue me if a demon, whatever his name is, come up. He goes, it's not going to be like that. And so I'm telling you, here's what happened though. Me and my wife went through the Freedom Ministries and God began to show me things in my life that weren't free. There was some stinking thinking that I had that wasn't free. There were some things in my life that I had been brought up to look at. That's the way it is. It was not free. There were some things that I had done, some generational curses that had flowed through my family line that wasn't free. And I'm telling you what, once that freedom came into my life, I'm telling you, I begin to want freedom all the time. I want to walk in it. Lord, Holy Spirit, show me where I'm not free. Show me in my life where some things are not right in my life so that I can be free. I'm telling you, once you get a taste of freedom, do you understand what I'm saying? I've never seen somebody sit there and be like, hey, you know what? I just got out of prison. I won't back in. I'm telling you, I won't back in. The food is so good that I want that food. I'm telling you, most of the people run and they don't ever want to come back when as soon as they get a taste of freedom. And if that's worldly freedom, think about what would happen if the church came into the place where they were so free in God, that they were so free in him, that they would step in the destiny that God had for them. And all of a sudden, they were free and they begin to set other people free, and all of a sudden you're walking into a church of free people and you will see the power and anointing of God released him. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because that's the first thing that you want to do when you get free. You want to get others free. Like, hey man, get me out. Get somebody else out. You want to get free? You don't want to. It feels so good to be free. Amen. It's so freeing to just walk in and know that there's freedom. But I'm going to tell you something. She's like, well, am I free? Pastor Chris, are you free? Am I free? Hey, I'm freer than I was yesterday, but I am not as free as I'm going to be tomorrow. Amen. I'm more free last week, but I'm going to be more free next week. Because God is continuing his freedom in me. It's a continuation. It's of his freedom in me. When the Holy Spirit comes upon me, I ask the Holy Spirit daily, Holy Spirit, what is it in my life that you want to get rid of today? The Holy Spirit speaks to me about these things. It sounds a lot like my wife. His voice sounds a lot like her. She's like, you know, I prayed that prayer before. And she goes, you know, the Holy Spirit told me to interject something. He's like, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the Spirit of God. I want to be free. But I'm telling you, he speaks freedom into my life. And I'm like, I want to be as free as I can be in Jesus. Some of the mindsets that we have in our life, some of the mindset things that we think causes us to be in bondage. And some of the things that we think is you've said these things before. It's always going to be this way. It's never going to change. Strongholds. Strongholds is a house of thoughts that you built up that need to come down, but you built that over time, you built those strongholds up. That's what it is. A stronghold. You intentionally built them. You said some things. Hey, it's always going to be this way. She ain't never going to change. We're going to always be this way. We're never always going to be broke. We're never going to have money. 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 Never going to have any money. My children's going to always be this way. They're never going to appreciate me. They're always going to. And so you build those things up. And I remember when I used to work for Steve Doolin, who is now one of the elders at Gateway Church. I used to work for him. And one of the things that he told me when I first started working there, he goes, Chris, I want you to demo this wall. And that was my job. I go, demo a wall? What do you mean? He goes, I want you to tear this wall down. And I said, what do you want me to use? He goes, use a crowbar. And so I was thinking this wall will be down in a few minutes. I'm telling you, it took me 2 days to get that wall down. And it was just sheetrock. You understand what I'm saying? And so I'm just like, I felt horrible. I was like, man, I could tear this wall down. I'd be like, I'm the Hulk. I could just take it down. But it was intentionally built to stay up and hold the ceiling up. And so it took me a while to bring it down. There's been thoughts and lies that you've been told and things that have been in your life and things that you have built around yourself. Like, I'm going to keep people out because rejection. I'm going to keep people out because if I love them, they're going to reject me. And rejection. All of a sudden, and you think you're going to tear it down in one day? Now, the Holy Spirit can do that. I've seen the Holy Spirit come in and tear a wall down. And all of a sudden, people bust up out of there. And I'm telling you, that's one thing. But the Holy Spirit is working with you to take those bricks down. Every lie that the enemy has told, casting down those imaginations that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, every thought being taken captive to tear those things down, and you begin to speak the word over your life that says, you know what, the Bible says about me that I'm a head and not the tail, I'm above only and not beneath, the Bible says that I'm blessed in the city, I'm blessed in the country, I'm blessed going in and coming down. Guess what, the only religion, the only relationship with God that you can have where you lay down and get blessed. How you get blessed laying down? That's me. The Bible says that he'll supply all of my needs according to his riches and glories by Christ Jesus. The Bible says that he has blessed me with every spiritual blessings in the heavenly places. The Bible says that I'm seated in heavenly places above principalities. The Bible says this about me. So all of a sudden, every time you begin to speak the word over your situation, you begin to see breakthrough in your life and freedom come in your life. And God is breaking those walls down in your life. And the Holy Spirit is coming in and building you up and causing you to walk in the freedom that God has called you to. Do you understand what I'm saying? And so I begin to listen. So I'm listening to the stuff that's in our freedom classes, and I'm listening to the stuff that Crystal is talking about, and I'm saying, man, they line up because we're talking about casting those things down, and all of it has to do with the Holy Spirit coming in and causing freedom in your life. And I'm telling you what, if you don't have a relationship with my friend, the Holy Spirit, you need to have a relationship with him. I talk with him on a daily basis. I walk with him on a daily basis. He tell me not to go in that restaurant. He tell me not to go into this place because he knows what I'm supposed to do, and I have to wake up and walk with him on a daily basis so that I can walk in the destiny that God has for me. Do you understand what I'm saying? He says, this is what Jesus said. He says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. The Spirit of the Lord. Say that with me. The Spirit of the Lord. Say it like you mean it. The Spirit of the Lord. See, this is a continuation of camp. The camp kids did better than y'all. Listen, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me. Come on, can I tell you something? You need some anointing in your life. You got to have some anointing in your life. I'm tired of seeing preachers get up and have no anointing whatsoever. Tired of teachers getting up having no anointing whatsoever. Listen, our pastor told us, and listen, when you get up and take the offering, there better be some anointing on your life. I don't care if you're handing out the offering. Offering buckets. I don't care if you're vacuuming. You need to have some anointing on your life. Whatever it is that you're doing, it's got to be the anointing of the power of the Spirit of God. The anointing is what breaks the yoke in your life. If you want the yoke broken off of your life, get some anointing. You need some anointing in your life. Break the yoke of the enemy. I want the yoke of addiction broken. I want the yoke of communication and all those things broken. The anointing of the Holy Spirit breaks the yoke in your life. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's the anointing. It's the anointing. I'm telling you what, I'd rather have the anointing. Just say, I don't want a little dab, but do you? I want the anointing of God every time I get up because I'm seeing yokes being broken off of people's lives. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. And when he comes upon you, when he comes upon me, he has anointed me. They're anointing me. I'm telling you, the anointing goes back when they would pour the oil. And it's not like they do now where they put the cross on. I mean, they would pour it on you till you got greasy. Amen. I'm telling you, they would pour it on you. You may know what I mean. You would pour. Listen, I see people when I was growing up and Brother Ford used to pour anointing oil. They'd be like, don't mess up my hair. I just got my hair did. Don't mess up. Listen, mess up my hair, my clothes, mess up my everything. Thing because I want this anointing in my life because I know it's the only thing that's going to help me be free and walk in the destiny that God has. I'm tired. Listen, I don't want to see you out there going through the motions. I want the passion and the power of the living God to ignite on the inside of you and that freedom comes about and you are going to do what God's called you to do. Amen. No more of this playing church. I'm tired of playing church. It's time for the body of Christ to arise and step into their destiny like they never have before to see the masses and the harvest come into the kingdom of God. Do you understand what I'm saying? Freedom comes, but he's anointed me. The Spirit of the Lord comes upon me and he's anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. The good news to the poor. I took a class last semester at the King's University and the name of the class was called Spirit Form Ministry. And they were talking about this very thing. They were saying that the word brokenhearted means shatterhearted. The enemy's desire is to break your heart into 1,000 pieces. It's not just broken, but the word literally means shattered. Shatterhearted. That's been the people. He wants to bring freedom to that and healing to that. Because we talk about freedom, he brings freedom. And then there's healing that comes about in your life. Because the Bible says when he talks about freedom, he says, he whom the Son has set free is free indeed. And he said, you shall know the truth and the truth will make you. Now, here's the deal about that. Because you watch some TV shows and everything, the truth will set you free. This particular verse says that you shall know the truth and the truth will make, everybody say make. It will make you free. And let me tell you what the difference between make and set. The word set means to place on something, to put something in a place. But the word make means to create. And here's what happened. This is what I love about the Holy Spirit when it comes in your life. This is what God does. The Spirit of the Lord comes upon me. He's anointing me. And then all of a sudden the Bible says that you shall know the truth and it will make you free. All of a sudden you know the truth, but we're not talking about just a word. We're not just talking about a phrase because the Bible says that Jesus is the way, and the life. So when you're talking about knowing the truth, you're talking about knowing a person. You're talking about knowing the person of Jesus Christ. You shall know Jesus so you can put his name in that place and say, you shall know Jesus. And as you know him, all of a sudden created in your life is more freedom. And the more you know him, the more freedom is created. And the more you know him, the more freedom is created. And the more you know him, the more freedom is created. The more you know him, the more freedom is created. And all of a sudden, you are creating freedom in place that you didn't even know because the very love of Christ is flowing in you and he's creating freedom in your life. Do you understand what I'm saying? Somebody like, you can put that in there because that's what he says. He says, you shall know the truth. We're not talking about a phrase. What is the truth? Well, some of y'all can't handle the truth. The truth is that Jesus came to die on the cross for your sins and he has wiped away the slate and it's clean and there's freedom and there's liberty and there's life and there's passion and there's love and all those things are accessible to us. Shall know the truth. Make you free. Create freedom. And so what does that look like? That looks like as you know Jesus, he'll point at a room in your house and he'll be like, can I come in and just show you a little something? And he'll rearrange the furniture just so that you and him can sit down and communicate and love each other. And he'll go to another. See, that's the problem. We don't want Jesus coming in our house, right? When we used to have company, if the house wasn't clean, mama come home, she'd be like, everybody start cleaning up right now. And we would rustle, throwing stuff under the bed and trying to clean up. I remember one time we was cleaning up, I was kicking stuff under the bed. I kicked my brother. I was like, what you doing under there? He's like, I'm trying to help clean up. I said, you ain't doing clean up the being under the bed. You're trying to clean up because the pastor coming to the house. We got to clean up. Clean up the bathroom. Everybody get to work. You know what I'm saying? We would, man. We try to clean up. I'd be like, everybody get to work right now. If you ain't cleaning up, you ain't. I mean, I'm telling you, we just, everybody clean up because we want. Can I just tell you something? You can't clean up enough for Jesus to come into your house. You can't clean up enough. You can't clean up enough. So why don't you just let him in anyway? Because he's the best person that can design and rearrange your furniture in your house and cause it to be the way that he wants it to. Because he's the one, he is the official house makeover. Amen. Home makeover. He's the one that can fix the leak in your roof. He's the one that can fix the foundation in your house. He's the one that can rearrange it to make it look good because he wants to come in and sup with you. Do you understand what I'm saying? One of the things that I, in our 18 years of marriage, and we just started finding out that my wife actually enjoys arranging stuff in our house. But I don't have a surprise gene in my body. And so I tell her, you got to warn me when I walk home. Because I walked in the wrong house. She'll rearrange the furniture. I'll be like, what is this? I just want to do something different. Well, I don't know where nothing is. She's like, you know where the refrigerator is. That's all you need to know. Like, I don't know where you got rearranged. And so she started rearranging. And so I see this thing coming out of her where she wants to make the house look good. Amen. She wanted to smell good. They got the diffusers and the oil and stuff going on and all the essential oils. I'm just be like, what is that smell? She's like, I'm trying to make it smell good for you. And I'm just like, I don't know what that smell. She go, she's trying to make it look good. She's like, I moved some stuff. I'm going to tell you one thing she did for me that I enjoy. I walked in one day and she had bought a new TV for me and hung it in my room. And I didn't even see it. And I walked by and came, walked by it twice and didn't even see it. She had updated it from like a 48 inch to a 65 and I didn't even see it. And so I'm telling you what, I was rejoicing. Please rearrange anything in the house you want to that got to do with TV and the upgrading stuff because that is the Lord speaking through you right now in the name. Come here, let me anoint you. Do you anoint? Bring a bunch of oil. Bring some motor oil. We're going to anoint you to make sure this stuff is done right. And she did. So I'm telling you, the best thing you can do, because I know this thing. When the storms of life come in your house, it'll break stuff. It'll cause things to happen. Some of you have not recovered from the last storm that you had. And there's another storm coming. And it's time for the Lord. The adjuster has to come out to your house. The Spirit of the Lord wants to adjust some things. He wants to make room for the Spirit of God to move. There's some additions to your house that he wants to bring about. There's some rooms in the house that you haven't let the Lord in. He wants to clean them out so that his Spirit can dwell on the inside of him. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's freedom, there's liberty. There's liberty. He comes to bring about freedom in your house. And as I was listening to Crystal's message and I'm listening to the stuff that we're doing and I'm starting to see that this is a themed message in the body of Christ. Freedom. Freedom. Because we just got through singing a song that said, I don't want to go back. Amen. We got through singing a song. I love that Leah, she was singing all the songs about freedom. She had no idea what I was talking about tonight. The freedom of God that comes about in your life. People that want to be free. Why did they put that in the preamble? Why did they put that when they made America? They said, listen, people yearning to be free. Yearning to be free. God put that on the inside of you. You're yearning to be free. You're yearning to be free. I don't want to stay in this place. I have no desire to be in this spot. I know that God has better for me. I'm looking around my surroundings, and if God's word is true, then it says that my life has been purchased and bought, but I'm a son and daughter of the King. Then why am I still here feeding hogs when I can be in the house of the Lord? Why am I still being in this place when God has more for me? Why is it that the word said that I can have what the kingdom of God says I can have, but yet alone I am still here in these chains? I'm telling you, it's time for you to break out of the place that you've been in and step into the freedom of God in your life. Freedom in your mind, the house of thoughts, Those things have to be free. Freedom in your heart. Unforgiveness and things that God is wanting to free you from. I'm telling you, things that you have had in your life. Generational curses. Cursing yourself. How do you curse yourself? You say things about your life and about yourself that God hasn't said. And you know it's true. That negativity tries to come out in our life when we say things. I've said things before. And this is the way the Lord speaks to me. I'll say things and he'll go, I've not said that. I didn't say that about you. I didn't say that about this situation. One time I remember specifically that we were in a situation and something had happened to in our finances and we were going to have to pay a large sum of money. And I told Vanessa about it and she said, what do you want to do? I said, it is what it is. I said, it is what it is. We just got to do whatever. We just got to pay it. And so right after I said that, the Holy Spirit spoke into my heart. He said, I didn't say that. And I was just like, well, I don't know where money's going to come from, but it is. He goes, I didn't say that. See, this is what the Lord began to show me after that. He goes, when I brought Adam to the garden, I gave him the authority to name the animals. And if I gave him the authority to name the animals, it is what he said the animal is and was what he said it was. I am still giving that authority for you to name it right. Situations that come on in your life, you begin to name it right. Listen, I know that this is what the IRS or whoever says that I got to pay, but I'm telling you this much right now, that the Bible says that he still provides for me, and that if he provides for the sparrows and knows when a sparrow drops to the ground, surely if he got a cattle on 1,000 hills and he owns that, surely he can sell a group of them and get me what I need. Surely if he knows how many hairs upon my head, even the ones that fell out yesterday, surely he know what I need today. Amen. If he knows these things, he knows exactly what I need before I even ask him for it. Then all of a sudden I know that he can provide this. And he paid every single bit of it. I never one penny came out of my pocket to pay every single. I'm talking about thousands of dollars and all of the Bible. I just like, oh yes, Lord, it is what you say it is, God. It ain't is what it is. It is what you say it is. I don't care what it is. Anybody else said, I'm telling you, Lord, I want to get the report of the Lord. And I want to get freedom in my mind to think his thoughts. The Bible says that I have the mind of Christ and I get to think his thoughts. So I want your mind on it, Lord. What you want to do with it? I love bringing things to him now and be like, God, we got this issue here. What is it? What it is? What it is? What you want to do with it? And so he began to give strategy about. So I love bringing things to him because I know that he has the answer. Amen. We block ourselves by cursing ourselves, speaking death over things and not life over things. And he wants to bring freedom into our lives. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, to set at liberty those that are captives. Set at liberty. How many of you want to be free? What I did this week with the kids, as I saw them this week, each and every one of them. I'm telling you, I hadn't seen this in a long time, where the look on their face was the fact that, okay, and that's what I'm telling you. The Lord says that you got to come like a child. Do you understand what I'm telling you? You have to come like a child. And so they were there. And yes, they wanted to have fun. And yes, they wanted to eat the food that was cooked because it was so good. And yes, they had all the things that were good. But I'm telling you, they, when it came down to receiving the Spirit of God to bring freedom in their lives, they would be at the edge of their seat. They would be at the edge of their seat. And all of a sudden, I would tell them to lift their hands and nobody even thought about it. They just lifted their hands and they began to sing songs and they repeated after me and they prayed prayers. And then they did something that I hadn't seen done in a long time. Without me having to tell them to do it, they began to set each other free. They begin to pray for each other and lay hands on each other. That's what happens when freedom comes in your life. You don't just want to be free for yourself. I've never seen somebody be free and they'd be like, hey, nanny, nanny, boo, boo, stay in there. You stay in there. We'll see you on the catch on the flip side. No. Be like, free my cousin Pookie and them. Get them out of there too. I want all my relatives and everybody to be free, because once you get a taste of freedom, you want to set everybody free. Do you understand what I'm saying? And I'm telling you what, tonight, as we're drawing to a close, I believe the Lord wants to see if you have that childlike faith to believe again and to see the Spirit of the Lord come upon you and let freedom come about in your life and get up. Even if you don't be like, I don't know if I got any change. Trust me, you got some. If you don't even know, say like, I'm free, Pastor Chris. Sure you are, but come anyway. Listen, you can't get free enough in my book. Listen, as long as we got this flesh on our body, as long as you got the mind that you have, and as long as the enemy is walking about like a roaring lion, you're going to need freedom every day. Amen. I need freedom every day. I want to be free every day because the enemy is always trying to trip me up. He's laying traps for me. But I know that my God is for me and he's more than the world against me. And so I love seeing that. It was one of the easiest places for me to minister to in a long time because I was there and those kids were just like, I just want it. You don't have to explain it to me. I just want it. Some of the kids were like, I spoke in tongues for the first time. I've got my prayer language. I'm telling you what, we got adults that we've been working with for 20 years trying to get stuff. Come on, just receive. I get sick of it. Just receive it. Just receive it. Just receive it. Go ahead and receive. Just receive. Would you just receive it? I don't know how. Just receive it. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. Just receive. It's a gift. I know, but what? Listen, can you just please just receive it? You know, we got old saints that have been just like, wow, I'm just waiting on glory. I'm just waiting for the Lord to come back. It won't be long now. Got my ticket on my way to heaven. I'm just waiting on. Listen, as far as I know, the Bible says we're supposed to occupy till he comes. And that requires, for me, last time I checked, it still requires the baptism of the Holy Spirit every day. And until that happens, you need to put your plane ticket back up on the shelf, roll up your sleeves, and invite the Spirit of the Lord to come in and get to work about bringing this harvest about in El Dorado and in Camden and in Pine Bluff. God's got work for you to do. Put your ticket back. I know it's been stamped. Put it back. You know you're going to heaven now. But now let's get to work. Look at your neighbor and say, get to work. Some of y'all don't like that word, but that's all right. It's all good. I'm telling you, the Spirit of the Lord. Say that with me. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me. Listen, I'm telling you what. The Spirit of the Lord is upon us. Would you just stand right in your seat where you are? How many of you understand we're feeling the tug of freedom even right now in this place? How many of you are feeling that this morning, tonight? I'm telling you, if you're not, just you need, there's freedom that needs to be brought about in your life. The freedom of God. The freedom of the Lord. Would you guys just begin to play? I want you to just right there in your seat. Just close your eyes. Have the Holy Spirit speak to you. I believe that he is. I prayed already for the Holy Spirit to speak into you the things that you need to be free of. Some of you need to have a negative and critical spirit, and he wants to free you from that. Some of you, I feel like these are things that he's told me. Some of you still have some unforgiveness in your heart. He wants to free you of that. Some of you have these negative thoughts and you having just what Pastor Willis talked about this morning. You have thoughts that are going on in your mind that need to be free and be broken and be cast down. Some of you have spoken negatively over your circumstances and the Lord wants you to be free of that. Some of you have anger in your heart. I'm telling you, the Lord wants you to be free. None of the things are negative. I'm telling you, when I found out, I was like, well, I didn't want nobody to know about my stuff. I didn't care. I wanted to be free of all of it. Do you understand? I didn't even care what anybody thought that was going on in my life. I wanted to be free of all of it in my life. And then there's this. You just want the Spirit of the Lord to come upon you and anoint you to do those things. So all of those things, whatever freedom, or you want the Spirit of the Lord to come upon you and to fill you up. That's what I talked to the kids about this week. The best part, you know, we just look up here just for a second. You know the best part about going to a restaurant and they caught it. They were like, the free refills. Oh my gosh, we love free refills. Yes. How many of you need a refill tonight of his presence? Amen. That's everyone. Need a refill of his presence. I love that. When that lady, I never, when she comes by, would you like a refill? I never be like, you know what? How dare you ask me for that? I like, bring two. You know what I'm saying? Because I know I'm going to drink that and I'm going to drink it again because the presence of the Lord is so good. His Spirit is so good. And it causes those things that are in my life to flee because he is so good. Amen. You show know the truth, and it's going to make you free. You understand what I'm saying? So, Lord, right now in Jesus' name, we thank you for the opportunity to minister in this place and the freedom. Lord, I first of all want to thank, Lord, you for the freedom that you bring. Second of all, I want to thank the work that you've done in Crystal's life to bring about, Lord, this freedom teaching that's been going on in this church. And Lord, I want to, Lord, water the ground, Lord, that in the seeds that she has sown in this ministry, so that more people can be free, and more people can be free, and more people can be free, and they can walk in their destiny, Lord, in Jesus' name. So we thank you for that. Thank you, Lord.